variety of vegetables that grow in each locality, give an opportunity to select a dietary that is complete without the use of flesh meats. Grains, one of nature's abundant luxuries, -503, CD314.1, properly prepared, CTBH 47, 1890, CH115, 487. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple way, free from spice and grease of all kinds, make, with milk or cream, the most healthful diet. They impart nourishment to the body, and give a power of endurance and a vigor of intellect that are not produced by a stimulating diet. For context, see 137, CD314.2, 1869, to T352, 488. Grains and fruits prepared free from grease, and in as natural a condition as possible, should be the food for the tables of all who claim to be preparing for translation to heaven. To educate ourselves to subsist on fruits, grains, and vegetables, -514, grains a constituent of health foods, -399, 400, 403, 404, 407, 810, CD314.3, porridge, 1905, MH301, 489. Grains used for porridge or mush should have several hours cooking, but soft or liquid foods are less wholesome than dry foods, which require thermionastic cation. CD314.4, YI, May 31, 1894, 490. Some honestly think that a proper dietary consists chiefly of porridge. To eat largely of porridge would not 315 ensure health to the digestive organs, for it is too much like liquid. Encourage the eating of fruit and vegetables and bread. Too much porridge eating a mistake, -499, CD314.5, Graham Gruel, 1871, to T603, 491. You can make Graham Gruel. If the Graham flour is too coarse, sift it, and while the gruel is hot, add milk. This will make a most palatable and healthful dish for the campground. CD315.1, to take the place of flesh meat, 1905, MH316, 317, 492. When flesh food is discarded, its place should be supplied with a variety of grains, nuts, vegetables, and fruits, that will be both nourishing and appetizing. The place of meat should be supplied with wholesome foods that are inexpensive. Taking the place of flesh meat, -765, 795, flesh meat not needed where there are fruits, grains, and nuts, -138, to be included in a simple diet for visitors, -129, use of grains at helper's table, -444, 651, W.E.G. White's table, appendix 1:15-23. Sanitarium patients to be taught use of, -767, CD315.2, part. I bred the staff of life, MS 34, 1899, 493. Religion will lead mothers to make bread of the very best quality. Bread should be thoroughly baked, inside and out. The health of the stomach demands that it be light and dry. Bread is the real staff of life, and therefore every cook should excel in making it. CD 315.3, Religion in a Good Loaf, CTBH 49, 1890, CH117, 494. Some do not feel it is a religious duty to prepare food properly, hence they do not try to learn how. The 316, let the bread sour before baking, and the salaries added to remedy the cook's carelessness makes it totally unfit for the human stomach. It requires thought and care to make good bread. But there is more religion in a good loaf of bread than many think. CD 315.4, 1868, 1P684, 495. It is a religious duty for every Christian girl and woman to learn at once to make good, sweet, light bread from unbolted wheat flour. Mothers should take their daughters into the kitchen with them when very young, and teach them the art of cooking. Knowledge of Dairadia making indispensable, -822, CD 316.1, use of soda in bread, 1905, MH300, 302, 496. The use of soda or baking powder in bread backing is harmful and unnecessary. Soda causes inflammation of the stomach and often poisons the entire system. Many housewives think that they cannot make good bread without soda, but this is an error. If they would take the trouble to learn better methods, their bread would be more wholesome, and, to a natural taste, it would be more palatable. Usin Essay Aliari Usin Bread-C Soda and Baking Powder, 565, 569, CD 316.2. Using milk and yeast bread in the making of raised or yeast bread, milk should not be used in the place of water. The use of milk is an additional expense, and it makes the bread much less wholesome. Milk bread does not keep sweet so long after baking as does that made with water, and it ferments more readily in the stomach. CD 316.3. Hot yeast bread. Bread should be light and sweet. Not the least taint of sourness should be tolerated. The loaves should be small, and so thoroughly baked that, as far as possible, the yeast germs shall be destroyed. When hot, or new, raised bread of any kind is difficult of digestion. It should never appear on the table. This rule does not, however, apply to 317-11 bread. Fresh rolls made of wheat meal, without yeast or leaven, and baked in a well-heated oven, are both wholesome and palatable. CD 316.4. Sweetback, or twice-baked bread, is one of the most easily digested and most palatable of foods. Let ordinary raised bread be cut in slices and dried in a warm oven till the last trace of moisture disappears. Then let it be browned slightly all the way through. In a dry place this bread can be kept much longer than ordinary bread, and if reheated before using, it will be as fresh as when new. Sweetback good for the evening meal. -273. Sweetback and diet of EGY-Appendix 122, CD 317.1. Old bread preferable to fresh. Letter 142, 1900-497. Bread which is 2 or 3 days old is more healthful than new bread. Bread dried in the oven is one of the most wholesome articles of diet. CD 317.2. The Evils of Sour Bread, 1868, 1P681-684-498. We frequently find graham bread heavy, sour, and but partially baked. This is for want of interest to learn, and care to perform the important duty of cook. Sometimes we find gem cakes, or soft biscuit, dried, not baked, and other things after the same order. And then cooks will tell you they can do very well in the old style of cooking, but to tell the truth, their families do not like graham bread, that they would starve to live in this way. CD 317.3. I said to myself, I do not wonder at it. It is your manner of preparing food that makes it so unpalatable. To eat such food would certainly give one the dyspepsia. These poor cooks, and those who have to eat their food, will gravely tell you that the health reform does not agree with them. CD 317.4. The stomach has not power to convert poor, heavy, sour bread into good food, but this poor bread will convert a healthy stomach into a diseased one. Those who eat such 318 food know that they are failing in strength. Is there not a cause? Some of these persons call themselves health reformers, but they are not. They do not know how to cook. They prepare cakes, potatoes, and graham bread, but there is the same round, with scarcely a variation, and the system is not strengthened. They seem to think the time wasted which is devoted to obtaining a thorough experience in the preparation of healthful, palatable food. CD 317.5. In many families we find dyspeptics, and frequently the reason of this is the poor bread. The mistress of the house decides that it must not be thrown away, and they eat it. Is this the way to dispose of poor bread? Will you put it into the stomach to be converted into blood? Has the stomach power to make sour bread sweet, heavy bread light, moldy bread fresh? CD 318.1. Many a wife and mother who has not had the right education and lacks skill in the cooking department is daily presenting her family with ill-prepared food which is steadily and surely destroying the digestive organs, making a poor quality of blood, and frequently bringing on acute attacks of inflammatory disease and causing premature death. Many have been brought to their death by eating heavy, sour bread. An instance was related to me of a hired girl who made a batch of sour, heavy bread. In order to get rid of it and conceal the matter, she threw it to a couple of very large dogs. Next morning the man of the house found his swine dead, and upon examining the trough, found pieces of this heavy bread. He made inquiries, and the girl acknowledged what she had done. She had not a thought of the effect of such bread upon the swine. If any, sour bread will kill swine, which can devour rattlesnakes, and almost every detestable thing. What effect will it have upon that tender organ, the human stomach? CD 318.2. The advantage of using bread and other hard foods. MS 3, 1897-499. Great care should be taken when the change is made from a flesh meat to a vegetarian diet, to supply the table with wisely prepared, well-cooked particles of food. So much 319. Porridge eating is a mistake. The dry food that requires mastication is far preferable. The health food preparations are a blessing in this respect. Good brown bread and rolls, prepared in a simple manner, yet with painstaking effort, will be healthful. Bread should never have the slightest taint of sourness. It should be cooked until it is thoroughly done. Thus all softness and stickiness will be avoided. CD 318.3. For those who can use them, good vegetables, prepared in a healthful manner, are better than soft mushes or porridge. Fruits used with thoroughly cooked bread 2 or 3 days old will be more healthful than fresh bread. This, with slow and thorough mastication, will furnish all that the system requires. Good bread in place of rich foods. 312, CD 319.1, Fop biscuits, written 1884, E from UT to 500. Fop biscuits and flesh meats are entirely out of harmony with health reform principles. CD 319.2, Letter 72, 1896 501. Hot soda biscuits are often spread with butter, and eaten as a choice diet, but the enfeebled digestive organs cannot but feel the abuse placed upon them. CD 319.3, Letter 3, 1884 502. We have been going back to Egypt rather than on to Canaan. Shall we not reverse the order of things? Shall we not act plain? Wholesome food on our tables, shall we not dispense with hot biscuits, which only cause dyspepsia? A cause of dyspepsia. Negative 720, CD 319.4, Gems and rolls R and H, May 8, 1883, 503. Hot biscuit raised with soda or baking powder should never appear upon our tables. Such compounds are unfit to enter the stomach. Hot raised bread of any